So throughout the year then, there will be loads and loads of do's, parties, events, conferences, all sorts of exciting things that you may or may not be lucky enough to receive an invite to or have to organise. And the idea of organising events may frighten the life out of you. But I have people in the studio today who are professional event organisers. So I'd like to welcome Felicity and David from Blue Sky Events. Hello.
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 So you are professional event organisers, meaning that the idea of organising something doesn't frighten you?
No, not at all. It doesn't have to frighten anybody, really. It's just about approaching it in the right way and thinking about all the things that you need to consider and making sure that you've just got really good teams around you that you're working with, and with that you've got no limit on anything, really. The type of events that we kind of work in mainly are weddings, corporates, private events. So we actually run as a hire company, so we provide all of the equipment to do the events as well as helping you plan it all the way through. So one of the biggest things for us really at the moment is weddings. It's big kind of planning time for a lot of the weddings coming up.
And today we're going to be focusing particularly on marquees. You're going to be having an open day. Just give us the date and where that's happening.
The 3rd of February. It's going to be at the Devonshire Arms Hotel in Bolton Abbey. So we're going to be there with a whole load of other suppliers as well that will be doing everything from wedding dress, flowers. There's going to be a teepee company there as well as our marquees. So it'll give you a scope for any style of wedding that you would ever want.
So we're going to answer some of the questions then that maybe are asked on a regular basis about having marquees. So I'm going to pretend to be a bride-to-be, which is fine. I think I've been dreaming of that moment since I was about 4, so that's all right. One of the immediate questions I would have thought with marquees, what time of year can you have marquees and can't you have marquees?
Summer tends to be the best time to have marquees. Obviously, it's quite weather dependent. Now, the marquees are great because you can put them up anywhere, fields, hard standing. You can make them fit to whatever kind of area that you have so that you can have your perfect day. But one of the things that you do have to consider is we always try to do our marquees with a wet weather plan in mind, so that way if we do unfortunately have really bad weather and it is a little bit chilly and it's not exactly what you would expect for a beautiful August wedding, we can still provide absolutely everything that you need with no limits on that. It just takes a little bit of extra planning and a bit of careful thought.
What would Blue Sky Events do about heating? Because I kind of just picture it like a tent, and you're sweltering if it's sunny and you're freezing if it's not. How does that work?
You do have that little bit of effect. Obviously, with marquees, they do have these really large windows in there, so if it is really warm, you do have something a little bit like a greenhouse effect. We always make sure that we have heaters on our marquee job, so when it gets to about 10 o'clock at night and the weather does start to dip a little bit, it doesn't get cold in there. If it's really hot and you're wanting something a little bit more kind of making it cool and breezy, we can just design it especially for you. You know, you can have veranda sections, we can put in special kind of doorways and things so they get a good airflow going all the way through. We can take out some of the windows, so if it is a really, really nice day that nobody expected, we can kind of take out some of the wall pieces so it can create a really free-flowing marquee.
And what about how far in advance we need to do it?
We always kind of find it quite surprising by how we still get the inquiries for the really short notice ones. So really, you can do it really short notice. The only thing that makes it a little bit more difficult, and it's not just for us as marquee providers and equipment providers, you risk not being able to have exactly what you want, obviously, if you're planning it in a very short window. So we would usually suggest 18 to 12 months is a good time to start looking for things.
The more in advance you can plan something, the more perfect you can plan it, the better it will be in the end.
Sky's the limit. Blue sky, definitely. Like that. With regards to the rest of the wedding, so we've been talking about marquees. How much of it can you do for a couple or for another event? It doesn't have to be a wedding, but do you do the whole lot or do you do just the marquee side?
We have a bit of a saying in the office that we can do everything apart from the flowers and the food, and even then we know people who to call, who we can call in to do those for you as well.
What about if you're not quite sure where you're going to put your marquee yet, but you have a venue that you really like, you know a field, it's got a lovely view, how does that work and what are the possibilities?
Well, that's quite easy, really. So what you have to do is you have to talk to people who own those lands. Now, it might be a farmer, it might be a private venue, it might be some council land. You can contact them all quite easily. It's just a little bit of ringing around. You might have to bear in mind that they charge ground rent. So often that's a fee to hire the land and also make good after you've left to make sure that you're not disrupting the area too badly. The other things that you can do is a lot of venues and hotels that you might not think do outdoor events, a lot of them do. So it might be a case of contacting them, or even we work in partnership with a lot of venues around the area. And then you have the added benefit of having the rooms available, the staffing that they already have on board. So you can really build something from that.
I mean, I feel like I've asked all the FAQs that I would like to ask about weddings, but there must be things that I wouldn't have even thought about that you often see mistakes made or things that people would do differently if they had known.
One of the things that we always find a bit baffling is that people never seem to think about power right until the end.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like we get those very last minute, maybe like a month before your event, and everybody has a bit of a, oh my God, I don't know how I'm actually going to get the light bulb to turn on at this event. But it's just not being panicked by that. We can deal with things very last minute, and we do that all the time. You can get in touch via our website, or you can email directly through. So the website is blueskyeventhire.co.uk, or you can just pick up our phone and just call right through to one of the team. Any of our team will be happy to help, and they'll just take you through the whole process. It's the smallest inquiry to the biggest inquiry. It really doesn't matter to us. We don't have a scale on what we will not help you with. We just want to be as supportive and as helpful as possible, really.
Well, Felicity and David from Blue Sky Events, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.